Yo, it's National Vodka Day.
Is it?
Yeah, well, when they're going to be listening, October 4th.
Hey, pull me up something
then. Oh, yeah. And you got National Taco Day. Isn't that... No way it's National Taco Day on October 4th.
Wow. Taco Day and Vodka Day?
Taco and Vodka Day.
Oh, my God. Even though, you know, Latinos and stuff, they love tequila, but that's a big day.
That's a big day. That's a huge day.
Vodka and tacos?
Imagine if they put a National Taco Day with a National Tequila Day. They'd be killing people out here.
They'd be full and drunk.
Oh, my. What's your favorite tequila? How about vodka? Give me something.
I don't know. You put me on the spot.
Yeah, I did put you on the spot on that one.
You know, I just... Nah, never mind. I can't go that way. I was going to say, it's going to make me sound like an alcoholic. I was going to be like, hey, whatever's at the party, like, you know what I'm saying? We just drink it.
Oh, my. What about, like, a Don Julio?
Definitely not a Don Julio, dude.
Yeah, I remember. Don Julio's not a...
What is Rumpelmintz?
That's a vodka. That's a mint vodka, isn't it? Or is that might be a gin.
That's definitely a vodka.
I'm pretty sure it's a vodka.
Rumpelmintz, that's where it's at, bro.
Rumpelmintz is nice.
Yeah.
Somebody told me to try peanut butter whiskey the other day. It's like a... Remember I sent that to you?
Yeah.
It was like a peanut butter whiskey. I really want to try it now. I feel like that'd be really smooth. See, I like whiskey. I know nobody else around. None of my friends like whiskey. So...
Peanut butter is where I'm stopped at. Like, that just sounds...
How's that sound bad? I'm a big peanut butter lover.
I know.
So, like, if you put peanut butter in anything, I'm like, let me try that.
I saw you on your live, bro. You had two jars of it on your desk.
I was like, yeah. Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta get rid of those.
You just said to you, you know I love peanut butter.
I got peanut butter everywhere. Oh, man.
Oh, a lot of music just dropped this past week.
Yeah.
You got Bryson Tiller, you got 21 Savage. Two albums that have been waited for a long time.
And they're completely different, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you can go from, all right, I'm trying to get this kid's money, to, man, I really miss her. Like, you got those two albums, you know? So.
How did you feel about Bryson Tiller's?
It was good.
I liked it.
It was good. It was one of those, I saw Drake was in there. So, you know, man. I already knew you would like it. You'd be like, yeah, that's a good album.
I saw Drake on that, and then I turned around and saw Drake on Tony. I was like, yo.
Now, you see, if Drake's in any type of album for you, you're like, yeah, that album bangs. And it could suck. It could be absolutely terrible. I'm not going to say that. I don't know.
Nah. Okay, honestly, I do think both albums were pretty good. But it wasn't because I had no I had no idea Drake would be on them.
I like Tiller's a little bit more than 21's, but I like 21's, like, basically it's more of a storytelling.
So, I really expected 21 to be like, you know, like, trap 21, but he's not that 21 anymore. Like, you know, going, pull up in the spot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think that all changed once they found out he was from, from UK, right?
Man.
I think it all went downhill for him after that.
I honestly think he just changed because he's got money now and he's smarter.
Which is good, though. I'm not from perspective of, for him, good for him. But yeah. At the same time, from a perspective from people that liked his old music, dang, you know, like, man.
Yeah, like, it ain't no Young Savage, why you trapping so hard type of 21.
Yeah, I remember I went to a 21 Savage Young Thug concert. Man, I remember it made, I forget her name.
He said, pistol whip you while your girl naked. I was like, oh my God. That is the 21 we get no more.
That his old stuff was really, really good. You used to really just go crazy off that. What's his name dropped an album too, though? Javon. Javinch? How do you say his name? G-I-V-E-O-N.
Givion.
Is it Javon?
I don't think it's Javon. That don't sound right.
Remember, we got to sound confident when you're saying the name.
Where are you going to look it up at?
I want to see, how do you say his name? I wonder if they got like a pronunciation.
But yeah, 21 was... Did you see that interview he had? When he was saying a lot of people out here, like... He was telling all these gangsters that want to be gangsters, like, go get a job, bro. Like, being gangster doesn't mean you starve. And being gangster doesn't mean, like, you just don't get money. Like, because a lot of these people confuse being stupid with being crazy. He was like, you're not crazy, you're just stupid. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Because you want to just be out here, like...
He's speaking some truth into that. So, but I really liked that, the Take Time album. You should give it a listen. It's a lot slower.
Take Time by Givion?
Yeah, you said it right that time. Givion. That's right. That sounds 100% right. But that album was pretty good. Actually, I'll take that back. That album was really good. If you if you like R&B.
Hey, you know Drake messed with him, so I got to.
I've been more into R&B lately, so. But yeah, he's pretty good. Harlan, you gave me a weird look when I said that.
Bro, you couldn't even see my face.
You gave me those eyes. We were like, he said R&B.
Paul, bro, you said eyes, man. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I thought it was pretty good, though. That I listened to that one, honestly, first before 21 and Tiller. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, I listened to Tiller first before I listened to 21.
I listened to that, listened to Tiller, then I listened to 21.
Dang, you said, let me get out of my feelings after I'm in my feelings, and let me go, you know, rob a joint real quick.
No robbing going on over here. No robbing going on over here. That is not how we do this thing. let's see here. What we got today? Oh, yeah, we got some shoes.
Oh, before we go into shoes, though, how you feel about the NBA so far? The finals, how they looking?
Oh, it's a sweep.
Yeah, I can see it.
It's too. A sweep. They literally lost Bam and Dragic. Maybe Bam and Dragic will come back. I don't think Dragic's coming back. I think didn't he blow out his Achilles?
No, he tore his...
he tore something.
Something in the
plantar.
Something says it's plantar. Plantar.
Plantar foot? No. He tore something. He tore something, but he wants to play now.
Back in, I think it was 2013, I think.
Yeah.
Joe Johnson had the same injury, but all they did was put an injection in his foot before every game. But that man shot 25% from three and like 40% from field. So
you talking about Joe Johnson?
Yeah, he was not efficient at all, bro.
Yeah, don't put Dragic out there like that. Nah. But Bam, you need to put Bam out there like that. Because AD, facts. Anthony Davis was absolutely eating when I was watching. I mean, he just wasn't missing. He literally was getting whatever he wanted.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, it's like Anthony Davis was like, all right, hold up. Let me mess them up real quick. He said, let me go to work. He goes, I saw that one video where it's like, yeah.
I was about to play it.
Yeah, he was like, and he goes, all right.
Wait, can we play that on the podcast?
We probably can. Nothing wrong with it.
Forget it. We're going to play it.
Yeah, basically, I mean, AD is just, he's a different breed. He's the best, like Dwayne Wade said. Dwayne Wade said that's the best player LeBron's played with so far. And that's coming from Dwayne Wade. And I thought, you know, Dwayne Wade would be the best duo player LeBron's played with. But I think it's Anthony Davis by far. Even Dwayne Wade gave him props and said, yeah, that's the best player LeBron's played with so far. And that's a lot. All right, play the video. I know you had the video ready. My bad on that. Go ahead and play.
You're good. All right, so the caption says, no Bam and Dragic tonight. LeBron and AD like,
whoop these niggas ass right quick.
That's basically all it was.
Bro, like, before the game, you could just know AD was about to drop 30, bro. Like, it's just like,
who's going to guard him? Kelly Oubre? Not Kelly Oubre. Kelly Olynyk? Come on, no.
Hey, nah. If Oubre was in, you know who's guarding him.
Dwight Howard, instantly.
Exactly.
Dwight Howard's going to post up every play.
He said, hold on, give it here. I'm like, guarding him. Don't worry, I got him.
It's like, Dwight, you've been posting him up the whole game. Don't worry about it.
AD, we're on defense, bro. Don't worry about it. Just throw it down.
Oh, my God. Throw it back.
Man.
Pause,
bro. What's wrong with you?
That's what Dwight Howard would be doing. Anyways. Yeah, so it's going to be a sweep. It's going to be a 4-0 sweep.
It'd be nice to see AD get a ring.
I don't want it to be a sweep. I kind of want them to at least win a game. If we're being honest, the Heat. I kind of want the Heat to win one just because they got there. And for Butler, I'm actually always rooted for Butler now. So, he's been through a lot.
I'm mad, though, because I literally called it. I was like, I really hope they don't get there and then I get hurt. Because I'm like, then it's no point. You could have just let the Celtics get there.
I'm going to be honest. Even if they did, even when they did get there, I felt like the Celtics would have been a better matchup.
Definitely.
So, I would have rather seen Tatum versus LeBron, old versus the young.
But then who's guarding AD? That's what I thought about, too. Nobody's guarding AD. The Celtics had a problem with Bam, bro.
Same with the Heat. I mean, Bam can guard him to an extent.
He can slow him down.
That's the best way to put it. AD is, he's honestly a top five player right now in the NBA.
When AD's on, AD is nice. But when AD want to take days off, and then it's like, AD, bro, you had 2 rebounds and 13 points. What you doing? Yeah,
AD can hustle, though. That man gets down the court. Probably the best big man I've ever seen get down the court, man. That man will run transition like nothing else. He's a perfect fit with LeBron.
I like AD a lot.
And then Rondo. Rondo's been looking great. So people underestimate Rondo, but...
Hey, you know he doesn't like the nickname Playoff Rondo?
Yeah, he says that's disrespectful. He goes, I'm good all the time. Why are you guys calling me only Playoff Rondo?
But honestly, I feel like Rondo right now is better than how he was in the regular season.
Yeah.
Statistically, I mean, he is better in the playoffs.
He's playing better right now. And in the playoffs, he plays better, which, no disrespect, you're playing better in the playoffs. You're Playoff Rondo.
You're more than a passer in these playoffs.
He's hitting pull-up threes.
Bro, it's weird. I never thought.
I've never, ever watched Rondo size somebody up and said, let me pull it.
Imagine if we had this Rondo in Boston, bro. Oh, my goodness. That would have been...
I think they would have won another chip.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they didn't. That team, that Celtics team, milks that one chip more than any other team.
Paul Pierce milks that one chip more than any
other. You know, back when I won that championship, it was like, Paul Pierce, shut up.
Bro, and I didn't know... Well, I mean, I knew, but I still can't believe he won Finals MVP, bro.
Who?
Paul Pierce. Yeah. Like, that man is straight garbage, bro. Nah, he garbage to me, man.
I would say garbage, but I don't like Paul Pierce, but...
The way he plays to me is just... Like I said, bro, sloppy. He just looked nasty playing the game.
He looked nasty.
When he pull up, bro, like... That man spreads his legs so far on the pull up. Like, bro, what's wrong with you, man?
You're like, close your legs.
That's what I'm saying.
What you opening your legs for?
Hey, all right. That's enough. What's wrong with you, man? All right, so what's your take on the Kyrie stuff?
Oh, with Kyrie saying, like, yeah, I feel really comfortable with KD, like, taking the last shot.
He said, I've never had somebody else that could take the last... What do you mean?
I feel like that's a lot of disrespect, and he's not matured at all. That's all I gotta say. I don't think he's matured at all.
I think he's still hurt. Like, he's still hurt. He's still hating.
Yeah, he's been hating. You and your notifications. Every week we do a podcast. I know,
it's always one.
Hold on, I gotta make sure mine's low.
Make sure my phone's off. Yeah.
Every week. Hold up, I'm not on D&D.
Ooh.
Now I'm on D&D.
D&D reminded me of Bryson Tiller. I don't know why. D&D, you just chilling, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Anyway.
All right, but yeah. So, after KD said whatever... I mean, not KD. Kyrie said whatever he said, man. And then he said... He didn't think they would have a coach.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what does that even mean? The best players have had... You're nowhere near LeBron, Jordan, even KD. Like, what do you mean?
I feel like Kyrie talks to talk. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like Kyrie just loves to talk to cause controversy.
I used to back him up, but he's so annoying now, man.
I used to be a huge Kyrie fan. He was my second favorite player. Behind LeBron. I used to love Kyrie and LeBron. I thought that duo was... That was one of my all-time favorite duos. And then, like, once he left, he just slowly started, like, getting me upset. I thought I'd still like him, like, when he moved to, like, you know, the Celtics. Now he's in Brooklyn. He just... To me, he's falling off.
Yeah.
Call me crazy, but I think he's falling... I think the Celtics are better with Kemba than they were with Kyrie.
I think so. They're better with anybody than Kyrie. They were better with Terry Rozier.
I was about to say, you could put Scary Terry there. Yeah. And I think they would have been better. So,
and all LeBron said was, you know, he thinks AD and him work so well together because there's no jealousy.
Yeah.
Which I could definitely see the jealousy between Kyrie and LeBron.
Yeah.
Because LeBron's LeBron, bro. Well, like,
they're both players that need the ball in their hands. They, like, both need, like, you know, they want the ball in their hands. Anthony Davis, he doesn't have the ball in his hands. He's not complaining. He'll go and get his, you know.
Kyrie needs 30 a night, bro.
Yeah, Kyrie needs points to justify everything he does, and he's not really a great defender. AD's an absolutely elite defender, and top of, he'll run the court for you. He's the perfect teammate for LeBron.
Yeah.
If LeBron would have had AD his whole career, if they were both the same age, came out same draft class, had...
Jeez, you're talking about dominating, man.
He would have more than Jordan. He would have more than Jordan, easily.
That's literally like Kobe and Shaq on steroids.
Basically. If you would have had LeBron and AD, the whole, like, that'd be like MJ and Scottie, but Scottie's on crack.
I was going to say, actually, you can't even say that because that's disrespectful. AD and LeBron, this is their first year together. I can't even compare to them, Kobe and Shaq, though.
No, you
can't.
You
really can't.
You can't. No, Kobe and Shaq's, like, history.
Yeah.
That's, like, that's legends.
So I take that back. That wouldn't be Kobe and Shaq on steroids until... They win at least three.
Back-to-back. I don't know if LeBron can get three.
I don't think so.
It'd be AD would have to start carrying towards the end.
Especially because you know why? You know one reason? The Warriors back next year.
Warriors are going to be back, yeah. And people forget about the Warriors, but they got the first pick. Or second pick. My bad.
Wiseman coming to Golden State.
Either Wiseman's coming to Golden State or they're going to trade and get Kat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that feeling they're going to get Cat out of the Timbs, bro.
They said, all right, we're going to give you D-Lo. D-Lo, yeah, I got Cat. Cat come back. D-Lo alone again. Like, bro, what?
D-Lo, like, the Warriors screwed me over again. They said they took my best player. Nah, but I think D-Lo and Cat want to play together. I think they're trying to get Book on their team.
Aren't they really? They're really good friends, aren't they?
Yeah, Book, D-Lo, and Cat are really good friends. I think they played AAU together.
That's straight buckets, though. Them three?
Buckets, but no D.
No D.
Yeah.
So, but, hey, threes are better than twos, man. All
right, we're going to take a quick break, commercial break. Love y'all.
Yeah.
We're back. I know you missed us for those 5 seconds.
It's like 30 seconds, but 5 seconds, I mean, all right.
Hey, longer the better, bro.
That's what she, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, we got Air Jordan Retro, high. You got the Lucky Greens coming up.
Dang, you jumped right to the Lucky Greens.
Yes, I did. I like the Lucky Greens the best out of everything coming out. That's actually 10/14, the release date.
You can't get those in your size, though, can you?
Nope. Dang. Nope, can't get them in my size because they're women's exclusive. Now, here's my thing with Jordan 1s.
Here it comes.
No, actually, it's a little bit different. You probably weren't expecting this, but I don't like how the women's design is. They design the women Jordans different than the men's Jordans. Yeah. Like the material for it's different. Because I got a pair of the UNC's to Shy. Those just don't feel the same. Like I was trying to tell you, like, I don't really like those ones that much compared to, like,
oh, because they're, yeah.
It's just a different material. It actually feels different when you wear them too.
So, does it feel like the satin ones? They feel like slippery. Not slippery, but they feel like, I don't know, the inside just feels weird.
The material feels weird, I guess you could say. It's a different design. It's a different material base to it.
And the Jordan Wing. Well, I mean, we talked about that already, but yeah. The Jordan Wing is smaller on women's too, which bothers me a lot because I feel like it's so much space just, like, wasted at that point because I'm used to it being bigger. And when I look at it, it's like,
But when I look at these, I absolutely love these. These are probably one of my favorites. I'm a big green lover. So, literally, if you put green on any type of shoe, any type of clothing, I'll get green. For some reason, that attracts me.
It just gives me an old school look. I don't know why. I think it's the Nike Air on the tongue and that red.
A little bit, yeah. I really like the red. I like the red wings on that with the black, white, the sail. Yeah, I mean, it looks beautiful.
That's a pair I'd pay resale for, honestly.
I'm really disappointed I can't get those. They can't put them in my size, but...
The back is nice, too.
The back is kind of fire. So, it's very subtle, but very nice. Very nice. That's one of my favorite Jordans that's dropped this year. So, too bad I can't get it. Hopefully, you can get it.
Hopefully.
But, yeah, US, Asia, Europe, dropping everywhere. Women's exclusive. So, no men's size on that. Well, no extended...
Men's size,
yeah.
I think the highest is 10.5.
Yep, 10.5 for men. So that's going to be the highest. So maybe I'll squeeze into a 10.5.
Oh, my God. This nigga's like bleeding, crying, but he got the fire on.
I got fire. I can't feel my pinky toe. No, I wouldn't do that. Actually, I probably would. That would not be good. We also got the Air Jordan 3, the Royals. Those are dropping 10-10.
Which have been really hyped up. I don't understand why. People are like, they're finally dropping. And I'm like, didn't they drop out? If I'm mistaken, I swear we had some come out already.
I think they did. That was much, much earlier. I think that was around January or February. What's crazy, real quick, what's crazy is it's already October. That is absolutely wild. I don't know where the year went. I don't know how it's already October. Felt like it was January yesterday. Man, so
this whole year has been something out of a Simpsons episode, if I must say.
Simpsons, I feel like, can predict the future. I know we're getting a little bit off topic because we had the shoes going, but I think the Simpsons predict the future. I don't wish this on anybody, but let's say, hypothetically, Trump does croak. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They would have predicted the future. No cap.
It would be guaranteed, bro. They're time traveling, bro.
Not only did they predict Trump being a president, then they predicted him dying. Oh, my.
Bro, they predicted the riots. Well, not riots. The protesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all that looting and stuff, too.
Absolutely, I don't know how they're doing it. So it is. If you ever watch the Simpsons, just know that, like, that might actually happen.
It makes me want to start watching The Simpsons
because that's kind of weird. You know, it's like kind of uncanny.
Yeah, and it's not even like a, oh, they just used somebody, but it doesn't even look like Trump. No, the person they use, well, the animated character is Trump.
Yeah, like it's insane.
And I would have never thought he would become president, bro. Like, I didn't even. I'm like,
because how long ago did they record that episode? It was like, what, four or five years before it even happened? So, yeah, that it blew my mind. If something does, I hope not, because I don't wish anything bad on anybody. So I hope nothing happens.
We just want the man out of office.
Anyways, I hope he's okay, but like if something happens, I'm just saying The Simpsons predicted it.
Yeah, that'd be
really weird. Like I'd go to them and I'd be like, hey man, something's up, something's fishy. They know something we don't know. Like they know stuff. We'd have to go after them.
And they put it all in a cartoon. I think it's their way of expressing like, hey, this is gonna happen, like telling us what's gonna happen, but put it in a cartoon so people are just like, oh yeah, whatever, it's just coincidence.
And that really blew my mind. Anyways, back to the Air Jordan 3 Royals. I know we got a little off topic there. But Air Jordan 3 Royals, I think they got hyped up a little bit too much. Not a huge fan.
I don't see why.
Never a big fan of Air Jordan 3s. Me personally, I just don't like 3s. 190 retail. US, Asia, Europe. It's going to be a general release. Anybody can get them.
Anybody has the opportunity.
Anybody has the opportunity to get them if you want them. Do I see these reselling? Maybe. Do I think they should? No. But, hey, it is what it is.
Next up, on the same day, actually, we got the PSG Air Jordan 4s, which is the Paris, it has the Paris soccer team emblem on the back. Paris Saint. I know that's not German.
What'd you say?
Is that German?
Where? The the
PSG, yeah.
PSG?
The G.
I'm not sure. Let me see. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Actually, I have no idea, but I'm going to say yes, it is.
Oh, my God. The PSGs are nice. Like, the detail on them is nice. Yeah, I don't like that colorway, though.
It's a white, natural gray, black, and what would you say that a maroon is that last color? Interesting. Interesting. I'm not, like you said, I'm not a huge fan of them. I like Air Jordan 4s, so I think 4s are better than 3s for sure. I think 4s are better than 12s. No. Yeah, better than 12s.
It depends on the colorway for 12s for me.
Yeah, all in all, I think it's a cool week coming up. Not like it's going to blow you out the water for Jordan, but it's a cool week coming up. Most of those drop on 10-10. Besides the Lucky Greens, they are going to be dropping on 10-14.
10-10 is a big day. You got the Quantums coming out on 10-10.
Yeah, we haven't talked about Yeezy yet, but now that you brought it up, yes, go ahead, bring up the Yeezys.
Yeezy Quantum Teal Blue.
The month of October for Yeezy. Yeezy releases. Pretty good. Pretty good. Month of October, we had the Carbons this past Friday.
Yep.
A lot of stock on them. Even if you wanted a pair, you could still get a pair for probably an extra 30, 40 bucks. They're going to keep dropping because of how much stock was put up. So the price is going to keep going down for right now. So if you wanted to buy a pair, you could probably buy a pair for an extra 30 bucks probably.
Yeah.
Because right now they're at like 290. Give it another week or two, they're going to go down to like 280, 270. You know, give it a month, it's probably going to drop to like 270, 260. So, and that's for most sizes as well.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, we say like every month, oh, it's a pretty good month for Yeezy. I feel like it's just been a good year so far for Yeezy.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Because every month we say that, we're like, it's a good month for Yeezy. And it's like, you said that last one too. So, yeah, bro, I think
it's been a good year. I think they've outdone themselves compared to Jordan. But then again, you know, Nike has been all about the dunks this year.
Yeah.
So not really Jordan, but more so dunks. Like you said, the Chicago colorway of the dunks coming up are going to be absolutely fire. I think those are going to be something everybody wants.
Whether you're a Jordan fan or whatever, bro, like people are going to want it just because of Chicago colorway. That colorway is always going to sell out, regardless of what it is.
Oh, sell out, resell. That colorway is just probably one of the best colorways of all time. So, yeah. Big fan of orange colorways, too, for Jordan. I think orange colorways and red and white colorways are probably your top two colorways for Jordan.
The shattered backboard just goes crazy.
Shattered. The reverse shattered 3.0s.
Yeah.
Those are also really nice. Those are going to be my Halloween go-tos this month. Those are basically going to be the ones I rock a lot this month. So I specifically saved them for October.
You've never worn them?
Not outside.
Oh.
Won them one time inside. That's it. And that doesn't really count.
Yeah.
It was for 10 minutes just to see how they feel and how they looked. So, but yeah, no, that's, I saved them for October and I'm actually excited to put them out. So, but the Yeezy Quantum, the teal blue, I like them. I really want a pair of Quantums. I missed out on the last pair. I didn't want to pay resale. I want a pair of Quantums just so I can play basketball in them. I know you get upset when I say that, but
Hypebeast.
No, why wouldn't you want to play? Like, they're a designed Adidas Yeezy basketball shoe.
Honestly, that's, yeah, you would have to.
So, like you kind of have to play basketball in those. It's a teal blue, nice design. I really like the teal blue and gray. U.S. and Europe, it will drop, men's sizing. All in all, I think it would be something that you could rock. Now, I see the Yeezy Boost are starting to do this new lace thing. Did you see that?
You talking with the lace lock thing?
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I mean, at first I didn't like it until I found out you can take that off.
You can take the lace lock off if you want to? Okay. So it's kind of like an added accessory almost to the
It's like a lace lock to me.
Okay.
So I like it. It's not bad, but, you know, I like to wear mine loose, so I don't want no lace lock.
Exactly. Almost every shoe I have, I like wearing loose. I think it looks better, too, when you wear it loose. You're not choking the heck out of your foot. So I see that a lot, though. I don't call them out or anything, but if I see somebody choking their shoe, you know, it's like a...
You did call one person out. Your dad.
I didn't call him out. I warned him. I said, hey, just, you know, don't do that. And now he doesn't, so...
Hey, he took my advice. That one picture you sent me, bro, he knows what he's doing now.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's probably listening like...
He's smiling right now. He hyped up right now.
Like, yeah. Yeah, but the rest of October looks pretty nice for Adidas. I won't get too far into it, but you just have the naturals coming up. And it's basically what it says is what it is. It looks like a natural Adidas Boost, 350 Boost. And then you also have the... October, like the Halloween special, the glows, the 380 glows.
It's a Halloween showdown for both brands, though.
Yeah, it is.
Cause it's like,
Because what is the 31st for Jordan? You have
Mocha Ones.
The Mocha Ones coming out, which that's fire.
Those
right
are
there.
Man.
I want a pair of the Mocha Ones.
You got Mocha One on this side, then you got the Calcite.
I want two
glow.
Or three pairs of the Mochas. And the Calcite Glow looks absolutely fire too. And it's gonna glow.
I want both, bro. I want both.
It's gonna
But that's the thing, they come out on the same day, so it's like, how are you gonna do both at the same time?
Here's my thing though too. The ones look a lot better than the 380s. The 380s is more of like a run shoe, but the design they have on that one is, like you said, absolutely fire. I think it's perfect for Halloween. Those Mochas, bro, Mochas, like, are nice.
In the 380, like, sort of tied around the ankle?
Yeah.
How would you wear that, though?
Because it's got that, like, little, like, leather that sucks around the ankle.
Yeah.
So
it's like, I mean, you wear Adidas pants, I don't think it would...
You could run joggers with it. You could do... I probably wouldn't wear jeans with those.
Thinking about it, nah, I'm gonna just go straight for Mochas. I mean, they're nice, but like...
Oh, no, I'm going for both.
It would be hard to rock. For me, like, it'd be hard to rock the 380.
You can do it more... You'd have to do more of a kickback type style with the 380s. Unlike the Boost, where you could wear anything with the Boost. Boosts are universal. So, even though Boosts look better without jeans, in my opinion, but you could still rock them with jeans. But I don't think they look as good with jeans.
It depends on the jeans.
It depends on the 380, too. Or the 350, my bad. So
yeah,
but like you said, ones look great in jeans. So no matter what the one is, you could rock a one with almost any jean, almost anything. You can rock a one.
Any
with.
Joggers, sweatpants, like you could. Yeah,
universal, bro, universal. Anything. Same with Dunks though. Universal.
Yeah, so. I've seen a lot of people wear them like without skinny jeans, like the bottom is sort of like covering it.
Yeah,
and I don't know, it doesn't look bad though.
I don't like. I'm not a big fan of when it starts covering your shoe up a little bit. I'd rather have it where it's like. You hate to have it rolled up a little. You got it right around where it comes up. I hate when it start like baggy towards the bottom and you start covering up half your shoe.
Yeah. Oh, like if it's covering like all the way up to the toe box. I'm like, nah, throw them away.
Even the toe box, or even if you're covering up, if it's a high, you start covering up the whole back design and like the full, the front, the tongue, because your jeans just go too far down. Mm-hmm. Not a big fan of that. Show what you got. Show your heat. Don't hide it.
Show what your mama gave you.
Pause.
No, bro. You more likely your mom bought them for you if you were a kid, you know what I'm saying? Bro, why are you always thinking over there?
I'm not thinking like that, man. You out here just
pause, bro. You over here acting real weird, man.
Nah, you over here acting weird.
Miss it. Hee hee pose.
Why you gotta put the hee hee in there?
Because it's what you did.
I didn't even say hee hee.
You did.
I didn't go hee hee. I did not do
you
that.
You just did it.
I just did it, but I didn't do it you earlier. Did do it. I didn't do the hee hee.
Nah. I don't think you hear yourself when you do hee hee.
Nah. When we replay that, we'll see who says hee hee. It wasn't me. All
right. Well, I guess we got a ghost in here.
Nah, this ain't spooky season. You ever think of anything? You know anything that's been haunted?
Nah.
You don't? Okay, all right. Good.
What do you mean haunted? Like,
I don't know. You like your house ain't haunted. Your car ain't haunted. I don't know. Your garage ain't haunted.
I would hope not. All
right. You ain't know anybody that's haunted? Like got that bad juju around them?
I mean, I know one person. Right. Something always bad happening to that person. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Park 30.
Park 30?
Yeah. How about you?
I don't think he's haunted. I just think he just...
Well, you said bad juju around him.
And oh, like, yeah. Probably bad juju around him. Yeah. Yeah, but Park 30. My lord. My lord. Yeah, that's basically a fat burner.
Oh my god.
For him. But yeah, no. That's the thing. Like, I feel like if you got, like, haunted stuff, I feel like it's you. It's not so much, like, the thing. I feel like it's more like. Yeah.
You think it's just person. The way you.
No. I'm saying that person's. Something's wrong with that person. If, like, something's haunted always happening to, like, let's say their house, or their car, or their garage, or when they out at Target.
But how would. Wait, you sound very specific right now.
No, I'm not being specific. I'm just saying, like, in general.
I feel like you had somebody in your head, because you said at Target, like, who goes to Target?
I go to Target, but I ain't haunted. No, I'm just saying in general, like, if that happened. So.
How would that be the person, though?
It's just following whatever, it's, like, around them. Like, they got a bad
juju. Oh, you're saying the hauntedness is just.
Yeah, they got a bad juju around them, yeah. You going to any haunted houses this year?
Definitely not.
You don't like haunted houses?
Not a chance.
What?
Never been to one. Never will.
What?
Not doing it.
Why? You over here, you the one that watches all these scary movies and stuff, man. Now you don't want to go to a haunted house? I never knew you did. You never been to a haunted house.
No.
All right, this year's the first year.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
We're going to trick you
into going to one. I like to watch it. I don't like to be a part of it.
Okay? We're going to trick you into going to one.
You're not.
Yes, we are.
What you going to say?
We're going to
Apple Orchard or something. If we pull up to a haunted house, somebody getting that sound.
And you ain't getting... You getting out the car.
No, I'm not.
What if it's the people that like walk around, though? And like they'll come around to the car.
That's happened to me one time. My parents took me to this house that always decorates. Mm-hmm. And he had people dressed up as like Michael Myers, Freddy, Jason. Yeah. So I wasn't getting out the car. I'm not getting out the car. So of course, my parents get out the car and they let them in. And they all were just in there, bro. I was dressed up in a Woody costume, bro. I remember like yesterday, bro.
Woody?
Bro, you had Jason, Freddy, Michael Myers.
You got PTSD?
Yes, man. I remember it like yesterday. That jump was terrible. I was scared out of my life.
Yeah, we're taking you to a haunted house.
Not happening.
Yeah.
It won't be me.
Yes, it will. It
won't be me.
What if we kidnap you?
I'm calling the cops.
Nah, you ain't calling the cops. What if we take your phone? What you calling with?
I would just start swinging in the car.
You gonna put some smoke signals? Come on, now. Yeah, no, you ain't swinging.
Yeah, that's not happening, bro.
But, hey, what if somebody like Bill Cosby you? Next thing you know, you're at a haunted house.
That would be wild and illegal.
Wild and illegal, yeah. Well, maybe wild, not illegal.
It's going to get real aggressive when I wake up. I'm going to just let you know.
You in the middle of a haunted house. Like, oh, how'd
I get here? I don't even care about that. I'm like, where Dante and Joe at, bro?
Because you know it'd be us. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, now I got to let Joe know. We're going to take you to a haunted house now.
No, you're not.
Just how we're going to get you out your comfort zone and get you in a lake.
Yeah, I don't see that happening either.
So we're going to get you out the comfort zone this summer coming up, get you to a lake, and then this October the goal is for a haunted house. We got it.
That ain't happening, bro.
Oh, man, can't wait. This is going to be a fun month.
We going to see.
What do you mean we going to see?
That ain't happening, bro.
It's going to be a fun month.
You said scary movie night? Okay, yeah, we can do it.
I don't get... Here's my thing. What's the difference between a scary movie and a haunted house? One, you're watching it. One, you're living in it.
Exactly. I'd rather watch someone else live it, and I'm just watching.
You don't want to be a part of it. Your adrenals going?
There's no point.
Adrenals?
Why am I paying somebody to scare me?
Why not?
I could just close my eyes and say boo to myself.
What? Boo's not going to get you scared.
I don't want to get scared, though.
Why do you like boo? Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Get your blood rushing.
That does not get your blood rushing. You're saying boo.
Why would you pay somebody to scare you? That makes no sense.
You're paying for the thrill.
I'm good. I don't want that thrill.
You ever, what about bungee jumping? You ever think you're going to bungee jump?
Nope. You seen Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah.
He bungee jumped?
Yeah.
And he died.
Okay.
Exactly.
What about it?
I ain't doing that.
Why?
What's wrong with you?
Oh, my.
I'm good. What about I told you. Let me know when the land activities start. Why y'all keep trying to do stuff that's not on land, bro?
What about skydiving?
No!
You wouldn't jump out of an airplane?
No!
Why not? What's wrong?
I don't even like flying!
You don't like flying?
No!
I feel like it'd be a good adventure. I feel like you gotta get out your comfort zone.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You know, out my comfort zone, let's try new foods, you know what I'm saying? Let's try an interesting drink. Let's buy some jeans that I've never tried before, you know what I'm saying? That's outside my comfort zone.
What?
Bungee jumping or skydiving is not out my comfort zone.
Oh, man. I'm be honest. I feel like you got to do some of this stuff. I feel like you will.
Nah,
man. This summer's going to be crazy.
Nah, man. Nah, we said this summer's going to be a movie, and it is, but it's not a good one.
This summer, yeah, no. This summer was just... Corona. That's all I remember this summer is Rona. So.
That's all there is to remember.
Yeah, but haunted house, bungee jumping, cliff diving, all that stuff.
You
wouldn't go cliff diving?
Bro, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with
you? I just feel like all those kind of sound exciting.
It doesn't.
Nah, it's stuff that you gotta open your, you gotta open up, bro.
It doesn't.
You gotta, come on.
Sounds very life risking.
It feels like, it's like thrilling.
It's not.
I don't know, man.
I'm good.
Oh, you know, it'd be crazy cliff diving. One, you hate water. And then two, you got to jump off of something high. Oh, my God. You'd be over here like, hey, bro, you'd be shaking like season up.
Bro, I barely ride roller coasters.
You don't like roller coasters?
It's just weird, man. I don't know.
What's up with you and these thrills? You need to get some thrills out here saying, yeah.
I got thrills, bro.
Let me try these new jeans. Oh, my God.
You know what all these things have in common?
What?
Besides the haunted house? They're all off the ground.
Haunted house is on the ground.
I said besides
the haunted house. But I mean, what about the haunted house? Like, it's on the ground. It's a ground activity.
No, man.
You said call you up when all the ground activities start up.
That's not a ground activity that I'll be partaking in.
Why is that?
Because I'm good, bro. Somebody come out at me. Because first off, they say don't punch nobody. And I'm sorry, but my instinct, if I see somebody running at me with a chainsaw, I'm a swing or something. Like, I'm sorry. That's just an instinct. So I'm about to spend $50 to get put out. Yep.
It'd be like $20. It'd be like a smooth 20.
Bro, you heard about that one haunted house where it was like, they literally broke your bones or whatever. Like, they would literally, you could get hurt. Like, you signed a waiver. Like, some people had a heart attack at this one. I forgot where it's at. It's all like a documentary on Netflix. But like, the dude literally was like, motivated to make the scariest haunted house. And like, people would have broken bones or like.
You said a heart attack?
Yes.
I feel like
they made you eat bugs or whatever. Bro, like they did whatever to you.
You're not gonna make me eat bugs.
Bro, they did what. You signed the waiver. They do whatever they want to you.
I don't know if I'd be signing that waiver. See, that's a bit extreme. I'm not that extreme. I wouldn't want somebody breaking my bones. That's just like pain.
That's weird.
You're signing up to get pain.
That's
like you got something mentally wrong with you, I think, if you sign up for that. If you go like, yeah, you know what? This sounds like a good idea. I don't think they can get me. Let me sign the waiver. And next thing you know, you're getting your femur. Your femur's broken, you know? And now you got no right hand because they wanted to break your right hand. You know? It's like they put me out. What is up with that? Like, so they had permission to, like, just go around and, like, all right, we're going to break his left hand, his right hand.
I don't think it's planned like that, but I feel like it's just, like, you go in, something happens, it's like, hey, whatever. Like, it just
happens. What do you mean, whatever? So they just, you go in and like, all right, he's leaving with a broken right foot and a right hand.
That's a possibility, bro. It's on Netflix. I forgot what it's called, but it's on Netflix.
I'm going to have to watch it.
Still I watched it. I haven't seen it in a while, but I'll look it up and let you know. I'll text you.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch that because that's interesting.
Yeah,
bro. I feel like working for a place like that would be low-key kind
of
fun.
A lot of people said it's fun. Like, they look forward to it every single year.
But see, now you have to be a little bit of, like, a mental, like, a sociopath because you'd be like, all right, I'm going to break this kid's hand.
You know what? Just take all the stress and anger you've had all throughout the year. Just let it
loose. Put it into 1 month.
Let it loose in October. Like, you see a red person, you just smack him, bro. Just like...
Imagine that. Like, you literally just beating someone up. You be like, bro, look at him beat him up. He's like, is this real? Like, yeah, I'm beating the crap out of him.
Bro, you get paid to just release your stress.
What type of stress you got?
Man,
I don't know if you...
What type of person pays for that? Knowing that something could happen to you.
Weirdos, bro. Weirdos. And if you're listening to this and that thrills you, I'm sorry. That's not a thrill for me. But anyways, everybody have a good rest of your day.
Drink some water.
Enjoy yourself. Watch some college football. So actually, no, watch your favorite NFL team. My bad.
You said watch some college football.
Yeah, I'm thinking today I'm going to watch some college football because we record on Saturdays. But, hey, go watch the NFL. You
won't be watching the Titans.
Thank the Lord we don't have to watch the Jets again.
Man, that team is trash.
Tank for Trevor. All right, see you guys.
Peace.